Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. We have a very special exclusive interview this evening with Mr. Chris Black. How are you, Mr. Black? How are you doing?
Cool. How about yourself?
I am doing great. I am so honored to have you on with us this evening, and I kind of want to let you have the floor and let us know just, you know, what inspired you to be such a miracle worker in the in what you do.
Well, say this, that I mean, it's been a journey for me. You know, my background kind of include, I mean, of course, I'm a musician, and I started at really such a young age. Started about 9 years old playing bass guitar, but what kind of started me on the journey where I am now is that I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I was diagnosed with that back in 2001. And after I was diagnosed, I couldn't walk anymore. I couldn't play my instrument anymore. I couldn't use my hands. I had to be fed. I had to be really totally taken care of, just like I was an infant. And, you know, at that point, I went through a lot of emotions. You know, I was depressed. I didn't feel like I had any more purpose in my life. Didn't know what I was doing, because I thought my purpose was kind of wrapped around me playing my instrument. And that kind of took me on a journey just of healing and self-discovery and process for myself to where I started to learn so many different things, not only about me, but about life, about my body. And I was able to start the process of healing. So, of course, they say that multiple sclerosis is something that doesn't have a cure to it. But I was able to use all the tools to reverse symptoms in my life. So I went from a place from not being able to walk to, of course, walking again. I was overweight. I was almost 300 pounds, so I lost about 100 pounds, and was able to really get my life, take my life back. You know, I feel like the rug had been taken from under me, and you ask the questions, why God? Why would God allow these things to happen? But I start to understand that there was a purpose. There was a reason that I had to do that. I had to change my life from the inside out. And from that, I wanted to just give the gift to others of healing, and give the gift of others to be able to get their life back. And, you know, there is, go ahead, you finna say something?
No, I was just listening, I'm sorry.
So, you know, and I'm gonna go back, I had to learn a few things, and it goes back, I started in a journey of my counseling. You know, I wanted to really understand and learn, what is it? You know, it's not just I start getting my walking back, I started getting healed, but what was it physically? What was in my mind? What was in my emotions to allow these things to start happening for me and to me to be able to walk again? So that's when I wanted to be able to learn as much as I could. And I went to school. I took classes. I wanted to understand about applied science. I wanted to understand about hypnotherapy. I wanted to understand about counseling. So that's exactly what I did. I received my doctorate degree, my PhD last year in counseling. And that's been a journey of like 10 years. So I've not only wanted to help people just from my experience, but I wanted to help them through the education as well. And I learned a lot of things through that process. I learned about trauma and what those things do to you physically, how they manifest from your mind, and they affect your body physically. I wanted to understand the health and wellness component. So I took classes in that as well so I can learn and teach people how to eat. Teach people how to master every part of their life. How do you cleanse emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually? How do you cleanse yourself of these things so you can get to the place where your body can start doing what it was naturally supposed to do, and that's heal.
I love that, you know, and I can definitely relate to what you're talking about when you're speaking of trauma, because I lost like 4 of my younger brothers, you know, through tragic accidents, just like senseless, you know, accidents. And I was the person that had to deal with, you know, all of their arrangements and hospitalization, the whole 9 yards. And it was so bad that I actually lost my mother and my brother actually on the same day, because when my brother passed, my mother had a heart attack and I lost her at the same time. So, but with
wow.
that being said, I had to deal with all of those different issues, and what it led me into was about 15 bottles of different blood pressure medications and all kind of other things that, and I was at a very young age trying to understand why was, you know, why me, why, you know, why am I in the hospital on oxygen at this, you know, the doctor really was saying, you're too young to be going through all this, what is going on in your life? But it was so much trauma that it just started affecting me that way, and I started having anxiety and, you know, a bunch of stuff that I was actually dealing with. And so I definitely can relate to how trauma can take you to another place. And I am glad to be able to speak with you about it, because you'll probably be hearing from me, because things that, you know, that everyday life brings us that, you know, that you don't even ask for, that sometimes just lands on your lap. And so I appreciate
Absolutely.
Knowing that
Absolutely.
We have resources, you know, that and people like yourself that care enough about others to help them along the way. And so I want to ask you, what are your plans for the upcoming months, you know, in your career?
Well, my plans are this. I created something maybe about a month or so ago called Safe Space for Us. And basically, we're living in a time where a lot of people are dealing with some of the things that you're talking about. You know, there's been a lot of tragedy in a lot of lives. There's been a lot of suicide. There's been a lot of depression. There's been a lot of people dealing with anxiety. There's a lot of that going on. And what happens, people are suffering in silence, and they don't feel safe enough to talk to someone. That they can be transparent, they can be honest without being judged. You know, you see it in the entertainment industry a lot, to where a lot of times they're not talking to anyone because they're going to be judged. You see that sometimes when they reach out and doing things, and we see it all the time. I don't have to even name any names, but we see that some of those actors and actresses, they reach out. And what happens in the industry is that we laugh at them. They're put on social media, and they're made fun of. So how can they feel safe to talk about their issues when they're reaching out and they're saying something on social media, and instead of offering help to them, you know, you have many that are laughing at them. So how can they feel safe enough to go to someone to get help? So a safe space for us is something that I created to where people can come together, whether it's a phone conversation, whether it's on virtually, whether it's in a location where we do things to help people to heal, to help people to get back to that place of feeling whole, to help people to get past trauma, to help people to have conversations and to feel like they're getting help. It's a resource. And not necessarily that I have to be their counselor, but I can be the conduit to help you get to that place where you can get better. And that can be in your physical health life, emotional, mental health life, even in your financial life. Because though, even when your finances are not right, that causes stress. And then we all know all the things that stress causes in our body that will manifest in our bodies. So that is what I'm working on, and be doing that for, you know, upcoming months, you know, because I just really, really see the need. Every time we turn around, every other day, someone is committing suicide. I just read something, a young lady yesterday committed suicide. So over the last month, you know, it's over and over. You see people are committing suicide, and it hurts me every time I see a person, because it didn't have to be. Because people are suffering in silence, and if I can be that person to be able to talk to them and be that person that understands. I mean, I've been in the music industry and the entertainment industry my entire life, so I get the entertainment industry. I get the business too, because I dabble on both sides. So a person to be able to understand what trauma feels like and what to do, a person that's been through it, a person that's been depressed, a person that has had thoughts of suicide, a person that I've been through all those things. So I want to be the conduit for that. So that's kind of what I'm working on. Of course, in my music life, you know, I play music, you know, I do it all the time. I play a lot around in Los Angeles, and in other cities as well, and doing different shows. But my heart, my passion, of course, is music, but also is to help people to heal.
So that's awesome. Do you experience stress before going on stage?
I don't experience stress before going on stage. You know, going on stage is a happy place. Because for that moment, you know, I am helping people to feel joy, to feel happiness, you know, helping people to, when I start playing a song, that particular song may bring you to a moment where there was a happy place in your life. So those are highs for me. Sometimes the work, you know, just the process of the work can be stressful, but not to where I allow it to overtake me. You know, I was just having a conversation with someone today, and they were like, well, how do you do this and how do you do that? And you're busy. I said, I physically, but I prepare mentally too, because I know what I have to do. So you have to take care of your body, you have to take care of your mind, you have to take care of it. And a lot of, you know, we have to be proactive to those things and not reactive. You know, things start to happen and we react to it. Well, how about you prepare yourself in different ways? You know, if I know I'm having a busy schedule and a lot is going on, you know, I need to make sure I'm eating right. I'm eating the right foods, I'm getting the right nutrients, making sure that I am drinking enough water, I'm hydrating myself, making sure that I'm getting enough sleep, I'm making sure that I've taken all of my supplements, I'm taking my vitamins, I'm making sure that I'm taking the moments, I'm making sure I'm meditating, making sure I'm taking those intermittent moments when I can. So you have to do all those things.
And how would you describe your music?
You know, I do all styles of music. So, you know, I grew up in church. So my father, I'm a PK kid. My father was a pastor. So I grew up playing gospel music, Christian music. But as I got older, you know, I've kind of started playing all styles of music, you know, from R&B to country to rap, you know. So all styles, you know, I'm a lover of music. So that's how I would describe, I love music. I'm a lover of music. So whatever that's presented in front of me, music is a language. I love the language of music. So I try to learn as much of it as possible.
And what musician do you admire the most and why?
Musicians. Well, as far as bass players are concerned, you know, There are a few that I admire because of what they have contributed and what they do. Some of my tops would be, you know, like Marcus Miller for his versatility, Nathan East for his versatility and what he's one of the most recorded bass players, Jaco Pastorius for what he does. So those are some of my favorites that are there. As far as singers, you know, I love Donny Hathaway. Of course, I love Layla Hathaway. You know, so I have in that area, I love them. One of my best favorite male artists is Joe. So, yeah.
If you could change one thing in the music industry, what would it be?
If I can change one thing, the thing that I would change is I would change, you know, me being in the industry a long time, I've seen a lot of people have been taken advantage of musically, you know, things been taken away from them. So if I could change something, I would make it to where the music industry is fair and everyone gets a fair shake. You know, they're not getting taken advantage of. I've played for artists where they have sold a lot of music and they don't have any money because someone took their publishing. So I would change that.
Okay. And how do you balance between the music and other obligations and, you know, school and family, et cetera?
Very carefully. I plan a lot. You know, I have multiple calendars for the different things that I do. And I have to take time and take moments to do things. I just have to take them. You know, life is precious and important. The relationships are very important. So I take those moments. You know, I go on vacation. I'll go take 7-day vacation. You know, and I've learned the importance of it now. Because the thing is if you get sick and you can't operate in a particular area, they're just going to get the next person. I'm not good to anyone if I'm not healthy, and not just healthy physically, but healthy with my family, with my children, and all of that. So I plan. I get up early in the morning, make sure I do a meditation, make sure I spend time and things like that. Today is my daughter's birthday. She's 16.
Well, happy birthday to her.
So, yes, I'll be with her in a second. But I have to make sure I do those things because it's precious time for me, but it's precious time for them as well.
Well, I want to say thank you for being on the show, but I have one other question I want to ask you. What advice would you give for someone who has just started out a career?
Started out in what career?
Music career.
I would tell them that they need to be a student of the music, be a student of the industry. Take in as much information as possible and do not try to go faster. Be a part of the process. The process is the process. So there are no quick any ways. You may seem like it, but there are not. Be a student. That's the best advice I can give is be a student they say the lack of knowledge, you know, we perish from the lack of knowledge. So you will get taken advantage of if you don't understand, if you don't learn. So be a student.
Right. And what is the biggest problem you have ever encountered in your journey of music?
The biggest problem, I go back to the biggest problem is kind of dealing with people who try to take advantage. Again, that's been the biggest problem I've had in the music industry, people who try to be slick, you know, and try to get away with certain things and try to not pay you. And And yeah, that's been the biggest issue. I've always loved music, but it's always been people trying to be crooked, really, you know, about it, and trying to be quick talking and stuff like that. That's been the biggest issue that I've had, you know, over the years. I've been on tour and people try to not pay you. I've been in churches and people try to not pay you. That's probably been the biggest thing for me.
Right. So if someone wants to find your music, where would they go?
If you want to find me, you can find me on IG. I am The Chris Black Show, or on IG. You can always find me there. You can email me as well, Chris Black Wellness Coach @gmail.com. And for some reason, my Facebook, someone broke into my Facebook, and I'm having an issue with them. But just go to my IG, and you can always find me there.
Okay. And if someone wants to book you, are they going through a management company, or do you directly, or how does that go?
You go through my PR, Cassandra Williams. This is Wet PR of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
You can go through her to book me. And just wet PR of Beverly Hills @gmail.com. And I think she's on Facebook, and you can find her.
All right. Well, Mr. Black, I want to say thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. It's been a real, real pleasure. If we ever have any upcoming things, you know, coming up, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Okay.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of your birthday with your daughter's birthday. So have a really good evening.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a good one.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Okay.